This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Ernesto has knocked out power for nearly half of Puerto Rico's residents. The storm may strengthen as it moves toward Bermuda. The center of the storm is expected to pass near Bermuda on Saturday. There's a word this morning that Washington has worked out deals with drug companies to lower the prices for 10 of Medicare's costliest drugs, including some blood thinners and diabetes drugs. But there are few details yet. Now to those new Gaza ceasefire talks. Hamas did not say ahead of time whether it would participate. The AP's Karen Shamas with what we know.
International mediators are holding a new round of Gaza ceasefire talks in an effort to stop the ever-rising Palestinian death toll in Gaza and to secure the release of hostages held captive in Gaza. The US, Qatar and Egypt are meeting with an Israeli delegation in Qatar. A ceasefire in Gaza would likely calm tensions across the region following an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon that killed a top Hezbollah commander and the killing of Hamas's top political leader in an explosion in Iran's capital. I'm Karen Shamas.
Donald Trump meets with reporters today. The AP's Donna Water.
Former President Donald Trump is set to hold a news conference at his New Jersey golf club on Thursday. He has criticized Vice President Kamala Harris for not holding a press conference since she started running for president.
Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign is launching a $90 million advertising effort over the next 3 weeks to introduce her to voters. It's been years since the start of the COVID outbreak, but nearly every state is still struggling with school attendance. Roughly 1 in 4 students was chronically absent in the 2022-23 school year. That's according to an analysis by the AP and Stanford University economist Thomas Dee. The Dow gained 242 points yesterday. The S&P was up 20 points. This is AP News. Now to a court ruling over how to refer to a fetus. The AP's Ed Donahue.
The Arizona Supreme Court ruled a fetus can be referred to as an unborn human being. The ruling means an informational pamphlet for Arizona voters who will decide in the fall whether to guarantee a constitutional right to an abortion can use the words unborn human being when describing a fetus. The proposed amendment would allow abortions until a fetus could survive outside the womb, typically about 24 weeks, with exceptions to save the mother's life or to protect her physical or mental health. Arizona Supreme Court justices sided with Republican lawmakers over proponents of the ballot measure on abortion rights. The group Arizona for Abortion Access says the ruling is disappointing, but it will not deter them to communicate to voters why it's critical to vote yes to restore and protect access to abortion care in the fall. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.